This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Two professional petition gatherers have been criminally charged with forging signatures. CPR's Allison Sherry reports they were hired to help get a school choice initiative on the 2024 ballot.
The two people, one from Nevada and one from Texas, were paid signature gatherers from a company in Colorado Springs. They swore to a notary that their submitted petitions were valid. But the Colorado Secretary of State's office found some of the petition signatures did not match those in voter files. They also found signatures of deceased voters, according to the state attorney general's office. The initiative was a constitutional right to school choice. It had enough valid signatures to make the ballot, but was defeated by Colorado voters 2 years ago. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Colorado Preservation Incorporated is recognizing the historic preservation work of people from around the state tonight. Among the honorees are two generations of the Concilia family in Pueblo. History Colorado's Don DePrince grew up there too, and she says the Concilias helped create a pride of place.
Seeing the assets that we had as we are and who we are versus trying to be something else.
Also honored tonight will be Coloradans who preserved the Frontier Drive-In and Center, the Plaza Block in La Junta, and the Hotel St. Cloud in Canyon City. The Colorado Avalanche pulled off a huge comeback win last night. The Avs fell 0-3 against Minnesota in the first period, but pulled out a 4-3 win in overtime. That means the Avalanche are headed to the conference finals for the first time since 2022. That's when Colorado won the Stanley Cup. In Denver and the Springs today, some clouds with highs in the 80s, a slight chance for storms for the Springs. And this is CPR News, NKRCC.